Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Astra Industries Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gavin Desa from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to Astra Industries Q1 FY24 analyst and investor conference call. We have with us today Mr. Saurabh Agarwal, the CFO, and Mr. Girish Mehr, the business head. We will begin this call with opening remarks from the management, following which we will have the floor open for an interactive Q&A session. Before we begin, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature, and a note to this effect was sent to you in the invite earlier. We trust you've had a chance to go through the documents on financial performance. I would now like to invite Saurabh Agarwal to make his opening remarks. Over to you, Saurabh.
Thank you, Gavin, and thank you, everyone, for joining the call today. I have alongside with me Mr. Girish Mehr, the business head of Astra Industries. I will briefly talk about the key business highlights, post which I will take you through our financial performance. The overall business environment for both films and specialty polymers remains challenging. Our quarterly performance is reflective of the stress prevailing across both the businesses. We have seen similar subdued performance reported by our peers as well for the quarter. Film business, as we have been highlighting, had a sharp addition on the supply side following commissioning of new capacities, which in turn had an adverse impact on the realizations and the profitability. As far as specialty polymers is concerned, the business, as we have been articulating, is largely IP-protected, and as such, it is not subject to any competitive risk. The primary reason for slowdown in specialty polymer business has been the recessionary worries in the U.S. economy, which in turn is percolating into slow demand. Let me first start with the headline numbers. On a standalone basis, our revenue for the quarter stood at rupees 206 crore with an EBITDA of rupees 13 crore, and the loss for the quarter was rupees 5 crore. The soft performance, as mentioned earlier, is reflective of the on-ground challenges both our businesses are grappling with. As we've indicated in our earlier calls, film business is witnessing higher supply following commissioning of new capacities. This, coupled with muted demand in export markets, had an adverse impact on our realization. Specialty polymer business performance was impacted by recessionary concerns prevailing in the U.S. economy, which is a major market for our business. Moving on to the individual businesses now, starting with specialty polymer. Our performance for the quarter was largely on expected lines given the recessionary worries prevailing across the U.S. economy, the key market for the business. We have seen a lower offtake for our key products, including MB03 as well as innovative PBT. To quantify, innovative PBT volumes during the quarter stood at 79 tons as against 485 tons in the last quarter, and for MB03, it was 247 tons as against 403 tons in the last quarter. Here, I would just like to reiterate that the sale moderation has nothing to do with the competitive intensity in this industry because most of our products are IP-protected. As we have mentioned in our previous call, we expect offtake to continue to be slow for the next couple of quarters before reviving. Despite the external challenges, we remain committed towards leveraging our R&D capabilities and introducing new and exciting products. We remain optimistic about the business prospects over the medium to long term, and we are confident of tiding over the near-term challenges. Moving on to our film business, as we have been repeating in our earlier interactions, we have seen excess supply entering the market following commissioning of new units in bunches. While the demand is progressing at a steady pace, the supply has outgrown the demand, which in turn has a cascading effect on the realizations and the margins. This, coupled with muted demand in export markets, has further aggravated the profitability. Our overall volumes for the quarter stood at 18,221 tons, comprising of 12,461 tons on a standalone basis and 5,760 tons at our subsidiary level. The volumes would have been higher but for the plant shutdown undertaken during the quarter. While we expect the business to operate in a challenging environment in the near term, we remain focused on our attempts towards lowering costs, enhancing efficiencies, and improving our product mix by increasing the share of our value-added products. We have invested in an offline quota to increase the share of our value-added products which is expected to commission soon. Buildup of volume from the new quarter will be achieved gradually and continuously. We are also working on new products that will enable us to improve profitability despite adverse market scenario. We believe such efforts will help us to deliver stable and profitable performance in the long term. Let me now quickly walk you through the financial performance, post which we will commence the Q&A session. Starting with revenues on a standalone basis, the same stood at Rs. 206 crores as against Rs. 402 crores in the corresponding quarter last year, which is lower by 49%. The reason for the degrowth is mainly because of non-availability of engineering plastic business, which you are aware that we sold off in the last year, the excess supply in the film business, and the recessionary worries in the U.S. market. EBITDA for the quarter stood at Rs. 13 crores as against 73 crores generated in quarter 1 of FY23, which is lower by 82%. Lower margins in the film business coupled with adverse product mix for this quarter in specialty polymer business led to the lower profitability in margins. Loss for the quarter stood at 5 crores as against a profit of Rs. 42 crores generated in quarter 1 of FY23. Lower offtake coupled with weaker realizations resulted in loss for the quarter. Moving on to the performance of Aster Filmtech, which is our wholly owned subsidiary, revenue for the quarter stood at 64 crores and the EBITDA loss was Rs. 3 crores for the quarter. As most of you are aware, Aster Filmtech started commercial production during the last quarter, where it registered a revenue of 49 crores with an EBITDA loss of 10 crores. In terms of volume, the total volume was 5,760 tons as against 4,757 tons during the previous quarter. Volumes in quarter 1 would have been higher except for the plant shutdown which we have taken during the quarter. EBITDA losses are largely owing to lower utilization level and the stress in the film business prevailing currently that has impacted margin. With time, we are confident that Aster Filmtech will contribute positively to the overall growth of business as capacity utilization improves. As we have mentioned earlier, the plant is expected to generate revenues worth Rs. 500 crores at an optimal utilization level. It is important to mention that despite losses, EI has sufficient liquidity in the form of investment, which is around 140 crores, and the net interest-bearing debt in the balance sheet of EIL as on 30th June 2023 is 209 crores. To conclude, I would just like to reiterate that while the near-term outlook for both businesses remains challenging, we remain optimistic and confident of tiding over the hurdles and scaling them to their true potential in the medium and the long term. That concludes my opening remarks. Now we can commence the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Nitesh Dhoot from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on the plant shutdown. What was the reason for the shutdown? Was it a maintenance shutdown? And if you can quantify the volume impact that you had because of the shutdown.
Girish, would you like to take this question?
Yeah, I think the question is regarding plant shutdown. You know, this particular plant of our new investment in Telangana, which was commissioned in January, and these kind of plants in the initial period have got certain stabilization period. So whatever the shutdown that we have had relating to the plant stabilization requirement, I think Saurabh has already mentioned the kind of volume that we have done in the last quarter. So that is a reflective of the volume loss of what we have got, because this plant has a full-scale capacity when it's the full potential about 48,000 tons. And we have, I think, done about 5,800 tons approximately volume in this quarter.
Sure. My next question is on the specialty polymers. So where we've seen that it's been highly volatile in the recent years. So what would explain the inconsistency there?
See, our, Our primary market for specialty polymers is U.S. So right now, if you look, we are going through a recessionary phase in the U.S. Because of this, our uptake for specialty polymers has taken a dip. As soon as the recessionary pressure in U.S. improves and there is a recovery in the market, then we expect that our sales is also going to go up.
Okay. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. Sir, firstly, if you could give us the utilization level for our plant at Uttarakhand.
So I think we have already shared the numbers in terms of production. So in ESPL, our utilization was around 50%, and in Astra Industries, the utilization was around
90%. 90% you mentioned, sir?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, currently, how what is this, what should be the utilization levels for this current quarter?
Sorry, come again?
So what should be the utilization level for this quarter, sir? For the September quarter, we are already two-thirds into it.
See, for Astra Industries, we expect the utilization to be above 90%. And for our Astra Climtech, we are expecting utilization anywhere between 60 to 70%. But obviously, that is also dependent on many factors, which is both external as well as internal.
Okay, sir. And then how have the raw material prices shaped up for the last quarter, and how, what is the trend currently? If you could give the breakup of the mix also.
See, raw material prices have been remained in a range bound manner. We have not seen much movement in the raw material prices. So, just a second.
Yes, sir. And also, how was our realization shaped up and the margin for the film for this quarter, sir?
See, as we have explained, the segmental performance also, our margins for film business was around less than 2% for the quarter, which has just ended. And in specialty business, our margins was around 30%.
And the raw material mix that you will provide, and sir, then you mentioned about the debt number also, sir. On a consolidated, what is our long-term debt and the working capital requirement and the cost of funds?
Yeah, so on a long term basis, sorry, give you a total debt number.
Yes.
As on date, our total debt is 650 crores approximately, adjusted for our investment. And our weighted average cost of borrowing in Astra FinTech is roughly around 7%, and in Astra Industries is roughly around 9%. But as you will appreciate that these interest rates are, we keep changing as far as, you know, there is a change in any RBI policy.
What are the current year maturities?
In current year, the total debt repayment is around 100 crores, out of which we have already repaid around 52 crores.
Okay. And for the new facility at Telangana, do we have any moratorium or we will be repaying the debt from this year itself?
So the numbers which I gave you was combined. The 100 crores repayment schedule includes Telangana also, and the repayment of actual repayment of around 52 crores which I mentioned includes Telangana also. Yes, there was a moratorium in the loans that we have taken for our Telangana facility, but since the business has already commenced operation, so the moratorium is almost over and now the repayments are going to start. We have already made our first repayment as in 30th June 2023.
Correct, sir. And it is at the net level, it is 660 crores for the consolidated entity.
Yes, 650 crores consolidated, including your working capital.
And can you provide now the mix for the raw material price trend?
See, the raw material price has almost remained in the range bound manner. So price trend, as I mentioned, is in a range bound manner. It will be very difficult for me to quote any number here, but all I can say is that there is not much movement in the price between January to July.
Okay, so earlier, sir, it was the raw material mix that used to also define the trend for your realization. If there was an increase in the raw material, it was a pass on to your customers and your realizations were maintained. But now, do you think because of this overcapacity or the new facilities coming online in there and it's taking time to get adjusted with the demand, do you think the realizations will remain under pressure even though the raw material prices have now normalized or are in a narrow band?
Yes, we think that it will remain under pressure, and the major reason for this is that there is excess supply in the market compared to the demand, which is leading to this price pressure.
And for the value-added parts, sir, you were mentioning something, I missed your opening remark, the value-added segment. What is the percentage of sales we have done for this quarter, last financial year, and what should be end this year?
So in terms of value-added, in June quarter, we have done around 28%. And if you mention about FY23, the value-added percentage was 22%. And overall, we are targeting to remain in this range of 20-30% on an overall basis for the full year.
Okay. So I missed your last point. Your voice got muffled. What is the year-end target you have mentioned?
28-30%.
Okay. And the last point is the Telangana facility has differentiated products than the one we have at Uttarakhand unit, or what is the main product lines are different for them? We are getting to some different segments for the Telangana facility, or are they aligned to similar products?
They are aligned to similar products, but the only difference between Telangana and our Khatima plant is that in Khatima we have a higher mix of value-added products, while in case of Telangana, the facility is more focused toward commodity products. And the only value addition that we have is that we have a metallizer. But going forward, as market and the demand improves, we may look at options for enhancing the product mix in Telangana also.
And one more point on the specialty polymer segment, sir. Last quarter when we were addressing your investors, I think you correct me there, we were not looking at these volumes for this quarter. We were optimistic. So what where is the trouble coming, and for the coming quarter, what kind of volumes are deliverables are scheduled?
See, as a business, we are always optimistic, and we always believe that the market is going to recover. However, optimism may not be 100% converted into reality. So when we close our March quarter, we are very optimistic about our specialty films in June quarter one of FY24. But things did not turn out as per expectations. However, we are hopeful that we are going to achieve an approximate turnover from 200 crores on a specialty polymer in FY23-24. That is subject to recovery in the US, which we mentioned, because US is a major country or the primary customer for this product.
But is there understanding that the second quarter will be in line with what the first quarter has been? In the same, the volume optics that will be similar? Or do we see any improvement, a meaningful one?
See, again, it depends on a lot of factors and it also depends on a lot of market things. Because, the fundamental premise here is the supply-demand gap, which is completely market-driven. So while we are optimistic about second quarter, it will be very difficult for me to give you any direction on the sale. However, we believe that it will be marginally better than the quarter one.
And a small submission, officer, when we are submitting our results on the exchanges, we must take note of the PDF files and the quality of print also. And for investors taking prayer, you can have a look yourself at the submission
there. It's a common problem that we face, and the major reason for this is that there is major replies from the auditor as well as the chairman, and there's a very minimum amount of time during which we need to do the filing. So because of double or triple scanning, the print, the quality of the print is not good. But we have taken note of your point, and we will try to ensure that you have a better quantity of print which is available and the numbers are clearly visible. Having said that, if you have any specific requirement, you can always reach out to us.
Yeah, I can. And sir, we request also Mr. Rastogi and Mr. Singhania, any one of them, to definitely be present on the call going forward?
Yes, yes. So Mr. Rastogi was supposed to take this call, but unfortunately he is not well today, and actually he is going under some treatment because of which he could not attend the call today.
I wish him recovery.
From next quarter he will take this call.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir, for the reply, and we hope that things do take a positive turn. And for for plant visit and all, we will make the request to the IR team, sir.
Yes, sir. You can reach out to our secretarial team, or you can reach out to the IR team, and we will get it in touch. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. To ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have a question from the line of Madan from Esther Industries. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, my name is Madan. My question is, what will the company revenue target in next 2 years, right? And this is my first question.
Madan, could not get your question. Can you repeat the question? You said something about next 2 years.
Yes. What will be the revenue target of the company in next 2 years?
The revenue target of the company for next 2 years?
Yes.
So it is very difficult for me. See, it is very difficult for me to give you any number at this point of time in terms of revenue targets for the next 2 years. However, it will all depend on, you know, the final realization which you are going to get in our end product, as well as the cost of raw material. So right now, you can safely assume that it will be in line with our past performance. But giving a number at this point in time will be very difficult.
Okay. My next question, when we do the Telangana plant, we can use your full capacity? Telangana plant? Are you looking for something in this quarter?
So Telangana plant utilization, it is under ramp up phase, as Girish has also mentioned in a previous question that was asked. And as you are aware that whenever we are starting a new facility, there are some teething issues which come at the beginning. However, we are hopeful that by the end of this year, we will be able to achieve, we will be able to ramp up to a full capacity.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So I would like to thank all the participants for joining today, and I hope we were able to answer all your questions, and we look forward to meet you again in the earnings call for the second quarter. Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Esther Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.